Sure. My name's James Hoagland, and my stage name is Gigi Monroe, and I am the leader of Juno Drag, and the drag mother of the Juno Drag performers. So it's kind of an informal group, but I am the one who coordinates everything.
Cool. How big is this group?
Right now, we have a core group of about 20 performers who rotate performing on our monthly shows. But we have, probably upwards of 40 performers over the last 8 years that we've been doing shows who have ever performed with us. And so we keep them involved, in some way.
Tell me about your show.
Our shows are different every single time. We have monthly shows that are themed, and each performer comes up with music and costuming and however they'd like to perform that song. Vast majority of the time, it's lip sync. We have a couple of people who do live singing every now and then, but primarily it's lip sync. And we have drag kings, which are people who identify as women who dress in drag as a man. And then the opposite for queens. And then we have others who are either androgynous or they're some other mix of gender expressions and identities, kind of in the middle of or outside of the gender binary altogether.
Okay. And so it's mostly music. Could you compare it to karaoke, some of the acts?
No. So the way that the show flows is that I am a host and MC. It's along the lines of a variety show, or maybe vaudeville could be a comparison, where there's different acts and they're each introduced, by me as the MC, and then I also perform in the show. So it is, it is mostly a music and dance performance-based show, with a little bit of comedic hosting in between.
I was told that you're really integrated into the community in Juneau, having all sorts of venues that you perform in. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. We started out at one of the local bars and did shows there, on a steady basis as we built up the community and the group of performers. But then we started getting requests to perform outside of the bars to reach a wider audience or different audience, people who don't typically frequent, the bars or go out at night as much. So we started doing, one-off events, whether they were community block parties, hosted by the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, or performances at the university. We've also done Gallery Walk, which is a big arts event the first Friday of December, and we performed, in the street as part of their showcase. And we had a huge call to have family-friendly offerings so that, parents and kids could enjoy the shows as well. And, we worked really hard to meet that request. So that's part of why we started doing those shows, so that they'd be open to the public and they'd be free and accessible to anybody who wanted to attend. And as an offshoot to that, we then started doing the Drag Story Hour, which was at the request of the Juneau Public Library. Probably about 6 or 7 years ago, we did our first one and have done that on an annual basis. It's usually once a year, either in Pride Month in June or around Solstice in December. We've done both.
And so,
And
what do? You show up at the library, and what happens?
yeah, we show at the library, and they have selected a pile of, books that would be good options for us to read. And so each of the performers selects a book or two that they'd like to read. And there's three or four of us, and we show up in drag, and we perform a short song that's, kid oriented, whether it's a, Disney soundtrack or, something like that. And then we read the book. And so it's, you know, three or four songs and three or four books. And then we have just a group dance party at the end. And it's a lot of fun.
How popular is that?
It is their second most popular event of the year. They are always packed out. The first event is the one where they bring the fire truck and they let the kids, you know, tour the fire truck and climb all over it and meet the firefighters. And so, of course, that's going to be the most popular. But we're the close second when the drag queens and kings come to the library.
I don't know if you've been in touch with the fair staff and board in Haines. There's recently been kind of that flurry of emails, a lot of it supporting you coming to the fair, and also kind of almost half of them opposing that. And, you know, some of the opposition is based on, well, it's not family friendly. What would you say to that?
I would say drag is an art form like any other art form, and it can be family friendly. Or it can be adult only, just like music, just like paintings, just like dance performances. There's a range, right? Mm-hmm. So when we look at attending an art event, we look at who's going to be there and we tailor the performance to that audience. So if we know it is, you know, an all ages show that we promote as family friendly, then we choose music and costuming and a performance style that would be G rated. If it's a late night in a bar, that's a different atmosphere. We do different things there that are oriented towards an adult audience. And I think because we've performed in so many different kinds of venues here, you know, everywhere from the library to the Pioneer Home to the street festivals, we know how to do that, and we do it very, very well. We've never had a complaint. So I feel confident that we can do it. And I understand that it's a new thing for Haines and for the Haines Fair for us to be involved. So it's fair to at least have a question of how do we go about designing a family-friendly show. But I would say that we do it just like any other artists do. The musicians that are playing at the fair are not going to be using adult language for their performances. They know that that's it's not that kind of event, but maybe they would if they were down at the bar. So it is a similar type of consideration.
Mm-hmm. Another argument to oppose the show is that men wearing women's costumes and women wearing men's costumes is inherently sexualized. How would you respond to that?
Well, I just think that's ridiculous. And I think there are so many examples that we know. If it were any other, you know, if it was a play and there was a male character played by a woman or a female character played by a man, we wouldn't be having these conversations. I really think there's no validity to that whatsoever. The art form in itself is not sexual. It's not adult oriented, you know, it's just about gender expression. And that's something that we all have a gender. We all have a gender identity. We all have a gender expression. And it's one way of doing that through performance.
Why would you say drag is important or relevant to the broader culture?
I think drag is really important in our community for a couple of reasons. For the broader community and for our world, I think that our society, I think that it's really important because we all do have gender and gender identity, and it allows people to reflect on their own identities and, you know, do a little introspection, you know, get to know themselves and get to know how they feel the most authentically them. And I think that just benefits everybody to do that kind of introspective work. I think it's also a lot of fun, and it's the point of it is entertainment. So that's always what we lead with. I think it's important as a queer art form to support queer community. It is rooted in that history, and of course it's a lot broader than that now, but that's still where we come from, and that's still largely the people who identify, the people who perform in drag identify as queer for the most part. And it's just a hugely central part of our culture. Mm-hmm. So it's important to keep that representation out there as well.
Okay. Is it relevant to link the backlash to the show that we're seeing in Haines with the rollback of LGBTQ rights and protections at the state level?
Yes, I think that any pushback that any community is experiencing right now is just because of the national and state news and the right-wing attack on LGBTQ people and specifically trans youth. You know, if it were a year ago, I don't think we'd hear any of this. So I think it is very current and it's all just about what's in the news today. And that's a really unfortunate thing. I think we know that the vast majority of people support LGBTQ individuals and community and drag shows as well. And so I'm not worried about, you know, us being, you know, getting through this phase of attacks in the end. And, you know, I know we will win because we're the majority. We've already done all of that work to open the hearts and minds of people in our communities. And I know we have an incredibly supportive community here in Southeast. So I don't think that the pushback is representative of anything significant.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen in your everyday life, you know, a withdrawing of acceptance?
I have actually. This is the first year that we've ever seen any kind of pushback against our shows here in Juneau. And that's come in the form of, you know, vandalism of our posters
mm-hmm.
that we hang out in town. I mean, there's been an example of two that were vandalized, and we just have never had anything like that happen before. So, you know, maybe that's a small thing. Maybe it does represent some emboldened fringe group. I don't know, but we've noticed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a couple of, you know, Facebook comments on our brunch shows, which are open to all ages. And it's impossible to tell if those are from bots or, you know, actual people in the community. It's hard to know, but they're not in any effort to engage. They're just to, you know, express an opinion that they don't support the event, which we just simply delete them.
Right. Thank you. Is there anything else you would think important to include a story?
I think I'd like to say that I'm really happy that the Haines Fair board has engaged in some conversation around this issue, both with me and with the community. And I would just like to open myself up to talking with anybody who has questions or, you know, wants to have some more conversation about what we do or what the show might be like at the fair, and how we can make it as not only tolerable, but also, you know, inviting and welcoming and exciting that people want to come and see and participate as audience members. So If there's anyone out there who'd like to reach out, I'm very easily found on social media. And so just shoot me a message.